eating all the time.
Can you place a beat on it? Because it would be easier to be more on it instead of beat. Is that all right? All right, well, I can tell you're having fun, so there you go.
I am.
So, spaz on your seatbelt, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
This is live stream, by the way. So about 200 people will be watching. And then it's archived. So you can watch it.
Clouds blew away. Got no trouble today.
Why is that? Because
if anyone smile on your face. I live only to see. It's enough for me, baby. It's enough for me. Oh, heavenly day, heavenly day, heavenly day. Tomorrow may rain with sorrow. Here's a little time we can borrow. Forget all our troubles in these moments so few. Only the right now, only thing that all we really have to do is have ourselves. Heavenly day. The trees sway. Oh, can't see no other way. Oh, way, no way. Oh, heavenly day, heavenly day, heavenly day. No one on my shoulder bringing me fear. No clouds up above me bringing me tears. Got nothing to tell you. I've got nothing much to say. Only I'm glad to be here with you on this heavenly, 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 heavenly day. Oh, all my troubles gone away. For a while anyway. Away, away. Oh, heavenly day, heavenly day, heavenly day, heavenly day. Oh, heavenly day.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome, and we certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today. We're grateful that you're here today. Thanks for reminding me that it is a heavenly day. It's a heavenly day. So this weather is just heavenly, heavenly day. We're positive people, are we not? This weather is heavenly. So I want to call your attention to a few announcements before we begin our service today. Check your insert. We've highlighted a few things there. Notice that this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. There is a noon meditation and led by Reverend Patty Williams, our associate minister. And then also Reverend Patty continues with Keep a True Lent. This book is by Charles Fillmore, and it's a wonderful way to spend your Lenten season. We invite you to come and take that class as well on Thursday evening. If you'll turn over to the back, I am so excited about the return of the girls, and they keep growing. Have you noticed that? When I met them, there were four. Now there are six girls. And so tickets for $15, and this concert benefits our music department. So by all means, come and support the concert. Tickets are on sale out in our garden court. Also, notice that the 3V service, which is normally at 5:20, is moving to Wednesday's. On Wednesday, April the 2nd, is their first new time. They're going to be doing a midweek service as opposed to a Sunday evening service. I'm excited about the service, but I believe that it'll give the opportunity more people to come, especially during the week. If you need kind of an uplift during the middle of the week, this is the time to get it. And so they will continue to hold the 5:20 services, but then we'll move to Wednesday evening, April the 2nd. And mark your calendar for a special 3V concert on April the 6th at 5 p.m. We're beginning a new book in our minister's book club, and obviously it's the book that we are studying here, and that is No Less Than Greatness, No Less Than Greatness, and we'll begin that this Thursday at 10:30. Also, notice today that we have a special workshop, and that workshop is called Meditative Drawing, and that's from 1 o'clock to 3:30 today. Also, if you did not receive your free copy, we want to gift that to you, of our Lenten booklet called Rise Up. Pick up one in our garden court. We have a special guest today, and she is with us for our meditation. She has worked in health care as a nurse since 1981. Desiring a change in career focus in 2002, she became a certified hypnotherapist, and in 2004, she was introduced to sound healing with the Singing Crystal Bowl and developed meditations designed to clear and energize the human energy field. She works with individual clients, groups, teaching how reality is created and techniques designed to repattern energy so that individuals are able to create their desired reality rather than repeating dysfunctional patterns. She has conducted several workshops at local metaphysical stores and churches. She's had workshops here as well, and she has produced 2 Singing Crystal Bowl meditation CDs available in our garden court. She also has a scheduled here at Unity Christ Church a workshop for April the 6th, and that is on Sunday at 1:30, April the 6th. We are in for a treat today for our meditation. Would you help me please welcome Kim Voigt? Kim, it's good to have you here today.
And you know what? It's great to have JC back. I think it's been at least a year, maybe two, since she's been here. JC Pelstring, oh my gosh, huh? You can see her, yeah. Oh, I need it. You can see her around town in a great band called High and Mighty. She also does a great Janis Joplin impersonation. And I'm going to do this. I never even asked. But, you know, Todd, our lovely sound man, Todd Smith, they're going to get married next September. Sorry, I had to.
That's what we do sometimes. We do it and then we ask for forgiveness. Okay, so... So how are you doing today?
Great.
And it's a wonderful day, isn't it? It's a wonderful day. Let's begin our time together in prayer. Let's go to that place within where we know and we feel God's loving presence. We feel that presence moving in and through us as the activity of love this morning. And we're just grateful for a greater awareness of the divine, knowing that we are one with the divine. That nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God. And for that, we are truly grateful. So today, we release all that we need to release in order to be totally present to that spirit within, and totally present to each other. And it's with great joy and thanksgiving that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. Let's do it again like we mean it. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's applaud this beautiful day. We begin our service by using affirmations, reminding ourselves that we do not affirm something to make it true, but we affirm something because it is the truth. Our mission, together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And the affirmation for today's lesson. Together, I am a child of God. Nothing is missing. There is only much to be revealed. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. Look around the room. You'll see these individuals are here. They arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary. And today they're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they've heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this entire six-week series beginning today is Sacred Love, and we invite you to please stand. Sacred Love.
Here we go. You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are.
Sing it again.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are.
One more time.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are.
Show the way.
Show the way, God, show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are blessed peace. Blessed peace is all that you are. You are blessed peace. Blessed peace is all that you are.
Show the way.
Show the way, God, show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are deepest joy is all that you are. You are deepest joy is all that you are.
Show the way.
Show the way, God, show the way. Live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way.
Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love is all that you are.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were all first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you just to take your courage in your hand. We're doing nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guests this morning. Okay, that is wherever you are on your spiritual journey. Here or not, you are always welcome here. Also, the first Sunday of each month is our name tag and birthday and anniversary Sunday. So today, if you have a birthday or anniversary in the month of March, we invite you to stand and please remain standing. Let's stand for our birthdays and anniversaries in March. Beautiful, beautiful. Welcome home. Beautiful, beautiful. Remain standing, please. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, says that we have these 12 spiritual gifts, and he has assigned a gift to each month. And for the month of March, he has assigned the gift of wisdom. And wisdom is your ability to evaluate, to discern, and apply what you know. And the disciple for the month is James, a son of Zebedee. And the color for the month is yellow. The affirmation for the month is, I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, word, and action. I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, word, and action. May we affirm that together as a congregation. I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, word, and action. Thank you, and you may be seated. And we also enjoy greeting each other, and we do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We always ask before we hug, let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to coffee and tea following today's service. We're going to remain seated for this next song. And this next song is the song that ties in with our lesson today. It's called Amazing Things, Amazing Things.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is there in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams. You will do amazing things. Amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things. Oh, the places you will go, and the people you will know. Don't worry when or where or how. You don't need to know right now. You're on the right track. No need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what this day brings, because you will do amazing things. Amazing, you will do amazing things. You will do amazing things. You don't have to work it out. Just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes, take a breath and smile.
To spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another 30 days. The word for today is release. We affirm, I am ready to create a new day. At any time, I can release hurt or disappointment from the past. Although I cannot change what happened yesterday, I can create a new today. I turn within to pray, and I connect with the Christ of my being, the inner light that guides me. I am ready to forgive, ready to release what was or could have been, and accept what is. I do not restrict the blessings that are unfolding in my life by harboring grudges or resentment. I recognize and accept the blessings that are mine to experience. I open myself to a new day and a new way of being. The Christ within shows me the way to a new and beautiful life, which I am ready and willing to receive. Scripture tells us in John chapter 14, verse 3, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." The word for today is release.
take a deep breath of pure love and pure light into the center of your heart. And as you exhale, allow anything that has come before this moment to leave you now. And set your intention on being fully present and engaged in this moment. And with each breath of pure love and pure light that you take, allow yourself to relax more deeply. Feel your muscles giving up their hold as your physical body becomes deeply and completely relaxed. And with each breath of pure love and pure light that you take, pause to about the count of three before releasing. And now focus on your heart and visualize a small brilliant diamond shape begin to form. And breathing in, allow pure love and pure light to permeate every cell of your physical body. Merge with this love and this light. Really feel into it and connect. Pure love and pure light pulsating within every cell of your being as you breathe pure love and pure light into the diamond core of your heart. Let it intensify and expand. And with your breath and with your intention, another diamond emerges from the expansion and forms around the first two, or the core diamond. And notice it's just a little larger than the core diamond. And as you breathe pure love and pure light in, feel the cells of your body align with Source. And again, it intensifies and expands. And another diamond emerges, forming around the first two. Now, breathe pure love and pure light into the third diamond and feel joy permeating the cells of your being. And allow another diamond to emerge. And into the fourth diamond, breathe unconditional love and let it wind its way in and through and around every cell of your being. And with your breath, a fifth diamond emerges, and into it breathe pure love, pure light, and truth. Now, breathe pure love, pure light, and clarity into the sixth diamond. Seventh diamond forms, breathing in pure love, pure light, and wholeness. It intensifies and expands. And with your breath and with your intention, five more diamonds form around the seventh, each a little larger than the last. The 12th diamond forms with the lower point resting on your root chakra and the upper point resting on your crown chakra. And as we continue to expand, take another breath of pure love and pure light into the center of your heart. And as you breathe out, allow your diamonds to expand three-dimensionally. Expanding in front of you, behind you, out to the right and left sides of you. Now, allow the borders of your own unique individual expression, your 12th diamond, to soften and expand into one unified diamond of we, encompassing the entire group. And pure light into the center of your heart, and as you breathe out, breathe the breath of pure love and pure light into the unified diamond around the entire group, and feel yourself being loved by everyone here. Take a breath of gratitude for your physical body, for the expression of the divine that occurs through your experience.
Decided long ago never to want. love is happening to me. I found the greatest love on each side of me, the greatest love is easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself, it is the greatest love of all. And if by chance that special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely,
I see that some of our snowbirds are home, and we welcome you back, and we wanted to save some of this for you, you know, so welcome home. An elderly woman walked into a local country church, and the friendly usher greeted her at the door and helped her up the flights of steps. "Where would you like to sit?" he politely asked. "The front row, please." "You really don't want to do that," the usher said. "The pastor is really boring." "Do you know who I am?" the woman replied. "Ah, no," he said. "I'm the pastor's mother." "Do you know who I am?" he asked. "No," she said. "Good," he answered. That had nothing to do with the lesson. Also, this one might be connected just a little bit. An avid golfer and his buddies were playing 18 holes on the course. They were near a highway when a funeral procession came along. One man took off his hat, put it over his heart, stood at attention until the entire procession had passed. "Well, that was certainly a nice gesture," commented one of his friends. "It's the least I could do," replied the man. "We were married for over 40 years. Send me emails, okay? Hopefully that's not the kind of relationships we're going to be talking about, okay? But we do begin a brand new series this morning called Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And the title came from Mary Morrissey's book, No Less Than Greatness. And since then, she has changed the title to Seven Spiritual Laws to Help Us Find Real Love. But I liked her first title, so Mary, that's what I did. I used your first title. And also, we're going to be discussing this book in our book club. And so in preparation for this lesson, I always like to, I keep this book at home and at work. It's one of my favorite books. It's called The Quest, and it's written by Richard and Mary Alice Jafala. And the Jafalas are wonderful people. They're both ordained Unity ministers, and we use this book in our Unity 101 class. And they're good friends of mine. They are former directors of Silent Unity, our worldwide prayer ministry. And, you know, I wanted to see what they had to say about relationships, because when I looked at their relationship, when I am around them, it just looks absolutely perfect. It looks perfect. And yet I know that they have gone through finding perfect love in imperfect relationships, you know? So this is what they had to say about relationships. And some of it I agree with, and I love you, ladies and gentlemen, and I love you, Richard and Mary Alice, and some of it I don't necessarily agree with. So, and we're still the best of friends. So they say, in summarizing that chapter, they say, trying to deal with people on the personality level is futile and time-consuming. I will agree that it is time-consuming, and yet I live out here in a real world just like you. I deal with personalities, especially mine, every day, and you deal with your personalities every day and the people that you come to work with every day. So sometimes I am dealing with people personality to personality. And it says, it's natural too long for contact with other humans. It's natural for me. I certainly don't want to be a hermit somewhere. I love contacts with people. I love contacts with friends and some of my relatives, and I love contacts with coworkers and lovers and relationships. Don't we love contacts with people? Don't we? I would say if you didn't love to be around people, you probably wouldn't be here this morning. You know, you wouldn't be here this morning. Also, they say there is a level in every human soul which knows no conflict, competition, or contempt. It is the level of the Christ. I believe that too. I believe at that soul level that there's no competition, there's no upsetness, there's no conflict. At that soul level, we call the Christ. And when I experience that, that's what I experience. I experience the essence of love. And when I experience that in my own life, I call it grace. I call it grace because I'd like to tell you that your pastor walks around all the time experiencing that. I don't. My humanness shows up much of the time, thank you, God. It shows up. But yet I know that when we get to that point of the level of the Christ, Christ to Christ, we know our oneness with each other. To heal any relationship, cut through all the hurts and angers and fears and go directly to the Christ level of that person. Now, that depends for me sometimes on my relationship to that person that I'm going to. Sometimes it's easier for me to go to the Christ level of someone that I don't know very well. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to go there. Try walking through the heart of the airport and just behold the Christ in each and every person that you see. The pilots, the stewardesses, the stewards, everybody. Behold the Christ and know that Christ's presence. That is easy for me. I have no emotional investment whatsoever. But the people that I'm emotionally attached to, the people that I'm involved with, sometimes it's a challenge for me to behold the Christ. Because I'm invested with those individuals. I'm expecting things from those individuals. So I know that for me, in order to get past the hurts and the fears, in order to go directly to that Christ presence within, especially those people that I love and that I care about, sometimes it takes therapy. Sometimes it takes self-help books. Sometimes it takes an outsider coming in to help me get past my personality, the hurt, the anger. I need that at times in my life. At times I can know the truth, I can affirm the truth, and it takes sometimes a third party to help me get to that place in my relationship or in my life. When we are in contact with our spiritual dimension, we realize our oneness with others. There's no need to be concerned with choosing words because the Christ always knows exactly what to say. True, when I am in the essence of my Christ presence, when I'm there and I feel my oneness and I feel my oneness with all of humankind and with all that is, there is no need for me who have to choose words. I'm not there sometimes. Sometimes it's absolutely necessary for me to learn the skill set of communication. So you see, I need it all. I need the awareness of the Christ presence within me, the awareness of the Christ presence within you, and I need the help that I need to get in order to see that Christ presence within me and within the other person. You got it? Does anybody relate to that other than me? Hopefully you do. I won't ask for a show of hands on how many people's ever seen a therapist. I won't ask that. But I can assure you that we can take that information And the information that we teach here, and we can get to that place where we can find perfect love in imperfect relationships. So I'm standing up here teaching a little bit about relationships. The teacher always teaches what the teacher needs to learn. Needless to say, I just want to put the disclaimer out there. I'm not the expert in relationships. I can assure you that I have truly been blessed to be in a relationship for 11 years. My spouse and I will soon be married for 3 years. And at the same time, thank you. I don't know if I've gotten that applause just a few days ago, but that's another story, okay? It's because I will want to say, listen, it's because all of the work I do that we can afford this school. But defensiveness won't take me where I want to go. And that is to be closer to my son, to God, and to myself. Practicing perfect love means I'm willing to risk hearing something that I don't want to hear. It's recognizing that even as I feel defensive, I know that I want to learn perfect love better, and my relationship with my son is today's classroom. We can learn, my dear friends. The title of today's lesson is, can you do it? Of course we can do it. We can learn this perfect love in the existing relationships that we have, and yet there is work to do. An assignment for you. Mary actually gives the assignment, and this is her assignment. She says, pick a relationship that you would like to improve. It might be with a parent, a child, a spouse, a coworker, or a friend. The next time you seek or speak with that person, pause, take a deep breath, and ask the question, what would love do here? And then listen. Some idea will come to you, or perhaps a more compassionate feeling will arise. Act on that feeling. Your rational mind may argue that this individual doesn't deserve your love. Your ego may protest. But this exercise is not about the other person. It's about discovering your own identity. At the core, you are not spiteful. You are not manipulative or inadequate. You are a child of God, the essence of love. The more you practice being authentically loving, the more your true identity is revealed. You got the assignment? You probably, that person you already know has come to your mind. And that question is, what would love do here? What would love do here? Listen, and let it, and then take that lead. So how you doing?
Great.
Can you find perfect love in imperfect relationships? Oh my goodness, I don't think I gave a lesson at all this morning. Can you find perfect love in imperfect relationships? Yes, of course you can. Start it off by believing it. You don't necessarily have to buy the book on how to do it. Life is your curriculum, your life. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
This heart of mine has taken many falls. Still, sometimes the rain can turn into a waterfall. The prettiest things can come out of the coldest night. And even with broken wings, sometimes you find your way to fly. It's time to be bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. It's time to be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. It's time to be. Now I feel that this soul of mine has taken many tolls. Yeah, it's just sometimes the pain is what we need for us to grow. So when it's time for me to look into my deeper side, I will find a way to hold on to the love inside. It's time to be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be. See, I can be anything I want to be. All I have to do is put my mind to it, and I can do it. So what I want you to do is put your fist in the sky and sing it with me.
Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be.
What you gonna be?
Bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be.
Yes, yes, I can be
bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be bigger, bigger, stronger, stronger, harder, harder. Yes, I can be.
I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offering. And if you're streaming with us today and you feel that you've been spiritually fed, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. There's a donate button right there on our website. So let's take our gifts, our tithe, our offering in our hand. Let's take that deep breath, let go, and center ourselves one more time. As we center ourselves in this divine presence, we are truly grateful. Grateful for the opportunity to come together in relationship today. Grateful for the opportunity to learn new ideas, to express ourselves in different ways, loving ways. And for that, we give thanks. Let us affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
Things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside me. I am light. I am light. I am light. by not the mistakes that I have made or any of the things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dreams that I left behind. I am light. I am divinity defined. I am God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it. All I am is light. I am light.
So let's take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, which is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Would you like to discuss the lesson, Lord? You have the opportunity on Thursday morning at 10:30 as we have the book study around this book. Come and not only discuss the lesson, but discuss what Mary has to say as well in the book. Also, if you've not picked up Rise Up, Lent 2014. We invite you, the ushers will give this out as you exit the sanctuary. If you're streaming with us today, if you'll send us an email, office@unitychristchurch.org, we'll be happy to send you a copy of this as well. So I believe we have children. Next week, we'll continue this series. I don't know what the lesson title will be next week. We got about halfway through this lesson today. So we might be part two, or we might go into a brand new thing. But come, we'll be talking about perfect love and imperfect relationships. Let's bring our children in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light. Sing in the light, 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 in the light of God.
Good morning. We wrapped up with the Young Emerging Spirits our final Sunday of patience, and I was a little nervous as this unit was approaching, like, how are we going to talk about and explore patience? Parents, I want you to know you have incredibly patient children. It can be done. So when you get up there, ask them about what we did today. We had a snack, and we had to wait to be served. We went on some travels. All morning long, we were practicing patience beautifully. Thanks.
We kind of talked about that this morning, too, Nancy. Patience is part of our finding love in imperfect relationships. I think that's important. Let us know together our prayer protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And our peace song. Hey,
thank you.
down and travel, and you need a helping hand.
I do.
And nothing.
Sometimes.
Nothing is going right.
It sure feels like that sometimes.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
Well, I know.
To brighten up even your darkest nights. You just
call
out my name,
and you know,
and I know wherever I am, I'll come running, yeah,
to see you again.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall,
don't you know that
all you have to do is call. And I'll be there, yes, I will.
Hey,
you got a friend. If the sky above you turns dark, full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, together, call my name out loud, and soon I will be knocking upon your door. Oh, you just call out my name,
JC,
and you know.
My favorite season is fall.
All you have to do is call.
All you gotta do is call.
And I'll be there.
Yes, I will.
Hey,
you got to know.
You got a friend. People can be so cold.
Sometimes they're very cold.
They'll hurt you.
They'll try to hurt you.
Desert you.
And desert you.
And take your soul if you let them.
Oh, but
don't. Don't you let them.
To the end.